Welcome to another Novell Partner Spotlight podcast brought to you by PartnerNet. I'm your host, Brett Daly. Thanks for tuning in. Today, we're joined by another Novell MarketStart partner. MarketStart partners are mixed source or open source companies that Novell feels are delivering superior value in their area of focus. And today, we're focusing on the service sector. Our guest today is Phil Robinson, president of Virtuous Open Source Solutions. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Brett. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us today. So before we dive into talking about the services that Virtuous offers to customers, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and give us a little bit of idea about your background and what you're doing now for Virtuous.
Great, thanks. So again, my name is Phil Robinson, and I am the president here at Virtuous Open Source Solutions. We're based in Denver, Colorado. My background specifically is I came to Virtuous from Hewlett-Packard, where I managed the open source middleware program for HP Consulting and Integration. So I've been involved in the open source space for a number of years and really excited about what we're doing here at Virtuous.
That sounds great. Can you give our solution providers a brief overview of Virtuous as a company, maybe a bit of the company history, and what services that you provide in general?
Great. Okay. Yeah, so just at a very high level, Virtuous was founded back in 1999, so we've been involved in the Java space for obviously quite a few years, and we've really seen over that time the emergence of open source software, particularly in the Java J2E space, and so for the last few years, we've been focusing exclusively on services around leading Java open source technologies. And the way we work is actually through practice leaders who are some of the leading technologists around those technologies. And so they're often the people who've written the code, who've written books, who are leading speakers on these technologies. And what we do is we have what we call an enablement approach around open source software. So we provide a number of services, including consulting, development, training, and support services around leading technologies such as Apache Geronimo, Apache Tomcat, Spring, Hibernate, and AppFuse. We work through market-leading partners like Novell, like IBM, like HP, and we provide these services to some of the largest and also some of the smallest companies in the world.
So your enablement approach, that sounds very interesting. And tell us a little bit more about as far as what you saw, what Virtuous saw in the industry and why you took that approach and what you see happening in the market trends and future outlook.
Yeah, great. That sounds great, Brett. So, you know, what we see at a very sort of macro level in the industry is over and over continue to see an increasingly widespread use of these open source middleware technologies. So again, everyone's familiar with the Apache web server, and probably most people now are familiar with Apache Tomcat. And you're starting to see the same thing around technologies like Spring and Hibernate, that they really are becoming very pervasive, very, almost de facto standards in their space. But we saw a number of issues within that space, including, in many cases, a lack of service offerings at all in the market compared to what people have come to expect from proprietary software, or, you know, where there were service providers, they really lacked the necessary depth of knowledge that you might get from a company who actually built that software. And so that's where we feel like we step in. Or potentially with some of the open source software, you almost saw a proprietary model that was similar to commercial software, where those companies were promoting the same type of vendor lock-in that you do get with commercial software. And then finally, you know, issues of where there were service providers, you saw those companies, you know, effectively looking to outsource the work and not helping companies really gain self-sufficiency. And so this goes back to our enablement approach.
As a customer investigating your services, what do you see that the challenges are that they're typically facing that make them look at a vendor like yours that's providing enablement services?
Yep. There are a number of sort of business needs or business problems or business challenges that we continue to hear over and over for customers. And so, right at the outset, it's people saying, well, I'm considering these technologies, I've heard of these technologies, but I don't know where to start. Or I'm using these technologies, but I'm really not sure I'm getting everything I can from them, or I'm having performance issues or integration issues. And so we offer consulting services at that level to really help people with that adoption. Stepping to the next level, we have people saying, well, I want to use these technologies actually for development work, for in-house development, you know, but I don't really have that expertise, and I want someone to come in and help us, you know, really help us with the development and help us gain that expertise at the same time. And so we do provide development services. And then stepping one more level, people saying, you know, I want to get up to speed on these. I really want to gain the in-depth knowledge so that we can really take this on board ourselves and do it in a way that's relevant for our organization. And so we provide customized in-house training services around these technologies. And then finally, where do I turn for support? And that's often the really key critical piece is just, you know, who can I turn to support these community-based open source technologies? And so Virtuous provides support services around each of those technologies that I named earlier.
Excellent. So really, from the company that's just investigating to someone that's already implementing to someone that wants ongoing support, it sounds like Virtuous Open Source Solutions has offerings for the gamut.
Yep, exactly, yeah.
Okay, are there any typical target customers for your solutions, any verticals or size or business models that you typically are working with?
Yep, that's a great question. So we are focused, and in Novell speak, we're focused on the data center. That's where we tend to see, you know, our solutions fit. In terms of size of the enterprise, you know, as I mentioned, we are working with a company that's one of the 10 largest companies in the world, but you know, we work all the way through small and medium enterprises, and really it's about our approach and finding customers that fit in and are looking for that type of solution around those type of services. In terms of verticals, we do an awful lot of work in financial services, but also in telecom, in what traditionally or had been called e-commerce type companies, a lot of work with transportation companies, and then finally the government space as well.
So what is the competitive landscape that Virtuous Open Source Solutions is operating in, and really how do your offerings stack up against the others that you're going against?
Yeah, another good question. So we do feel that we have a unique approach, and there's really sort of three different types of companies in the open source services arena that we would contrast ourselves with. So the first would be a traditional outsourcing company. So whether it's onshore or offshore, there are companies that say we can do your development work with open source, or we can, you know, hand over your open source needs to us. You know, we contrast that with what we call our insourcing approach, which is really, you know, we want to help companies take on board open source. We believe that part of the promise of open source is each and every company's ability to get involved in the community, get involved in projects, and to leverage and customize those technologies, you know, for the benefit of their organization. So we really are focused on things like knowledge transfer, again, the training aspect. And so even when we do development work for customers where we're taking over the entire development project, we still have them much more engaged on a day-to-day or week-to-week basis in the project itself, so they can be gaining knowledge while we go. Second area of really you know, competitive type company in the open source services space is the high-level consulting organization. So there are a number of consulting companies in there that focus around open source in general, and they provide value at a very high level. You know, that's not really what we're all about. We do like to get our hands dirty. We do get involved, again, you know, at the tactical level in terms of working with developers, working with IT managers. Now, it doesn't mean we're not interacting at the CIO level, because we feel like we add a lot of value with our expertise there as well. But it does contrast with, again, the very high-level consulting offered by some of the consulting organizations. And then finally, there are people who are focused on, again, what we call proprietary open source software, where, you know, it's individual companies built around individual technologies. And again, we don't really see a major difference between those companies and, you know, regular commercial proprietary software.
Okay, Phil, so what are the most common questions that you'd hear from a potential customer? If a reseller is out there working with their customer, what are some triggers of things that the customer would ask about that would make the reseller think, oh, well, this would be a good opportunity to engage Virtuous Open Source Solutions?
Yeah, so we do see you know, some pretty standard questions that start to come up, and so you know, looking at it from a reseller perspective and the sort of qualification questions that you might want to talk about with your customer is really sort of are they sort of experience any pain in the use of those technologies or in their consideration of those technologies. So looking at the technologies that we're focused on, you know, be it Apache Geronimo or Tomcat or Spring or Hibernate or AppFuse, you know, are they having issues or are they Are they having concerns or seeing problems with even, with getting up to speed or in their use of that? Or do they want to improve their use of that? The other side of it is, are they using older versions? So even within open source, there's issues around upgrading to newer versions. And so certainly that's another sort of set of question areas. And then the big one around open source, whether it's at the Linux OS level or where we play in open source middleware, is are they using a proprietary technology? So there are people who have just an awful lot of legacy software, and that's an area where open source is really seeing as a mainstream alternative now, and that gets you into then the cost issue and the cost effectiveness of open source.
Taking that one step further, if I'm a Novell solution provider, reseller, and I'm working with a customer, what's my opportunity to generate revenue for myself by working with Virtuous Open Source Solutions? How do I engage with you and bring you into a customer engagement and have revenue for myself?
Around that whole area, I guess I'd want to start with saying that we do play in a very specific niche, and we put up a diagram in the webinar that is going to be mentioned at the end here, where we showed the area we played as opposed to or in contrast to the entire sort of solution space. And so we see tremendous opportunities to partner with other Novell solution providers where we're focused on the open source middleware area, but we need partners to work with to focus on the hardware layer, the OS layer, focus on additional, add-on software like management and security, enterprise-wide software, or even at the application layer. And so Virtuous often plays, with partners directly in engagement, for lack of a better term, as a subcontractor in many, many cases where we're very specifically focused on our niche and we're part of a larger solution that one of these solution providers, might be providing. And so we think we actually add value to the Novell reseller community by sort of completing the puzzle or providing this additional piece. In terms of how we'd see working together, we do an awful lot of work with partners around the broad sort of go-to-market category, so working on joint sales activities, joint marketing activities, joint lead generation. We also provide our partners, in a lot of cases, we'll do a lot of work around training, around sales and enablement and delivery training, around what are these open source technologies and how can we work together towards your customers. So, at a high level, that's how we see working together and the opportunities. In terms of where do you go to get more information, how do we engage, we do have a direct email called partners@virtuous.com. Certainly we'd encourage everyone to go to our website, which is www.virtuous.com, to get more information on any of these technologies or how we can partner together.
Okay, Phil, as you mentioned, you just completed a web seminar, and that'll give you more details than what we've covered in the podcast today. Partners can view the archive of the web seminar on www.novell.com/marketstart. There'll be a link for Virtuous where you'll have more information, and the webinar will be archived there for viewing at any time. I'd like to thank you again, Phil, for joining us today.
Thank you, Brett.
And really appreciate our solution providers tuning in. If you have any questions about this podcast or upcoming podcast, you can always send an email to partnernet@novell.com. And again, all of our Market Start partners can be viewed at novell.com/marketstart. Thank you for your time, and everyone have a great day.
Computer geek, that can rap. What you think about that? Just sit in your seat, and I'll tell you where it's at. When it comes to your net, go ready, set. You better watch Novell, because you ain't seen nothing yet. You see our network world, it's a catalyst for change. And it's so complex, it's a real big pain. Novell's approach, information solutions. We're bringing on a software revolution. We put open software on your plate to simplify, secure, and integrate. And extend your network, yet it looks like one. And now we're getting ready to have a little fun. From the N to the O to the VELL. Watch how you spell it and say a Novell. We're open, global, and secure. Should be your partner of choice, man, that's for sure. Or you'll be flying on the net like you're in your new Porsche when you boot that Linux disty that we call SUSE. Zenworks, IDM, GroupWise, use all software to build your open enterprise. If you do it well, they'll be calling you wise. Guys, fries. Barbecue some chicken thighs, cause this party's getting started and you're the main guy. So watch out, world, nobody's ready to play. You see the sun just rose on a brand new net day. Oh, you can think me crazy, you can call me insane, but hook up with Noel and you're winning that game. Computer geeks that can rap, what you thinking about that? And our rap went a little something like that.